Okay, so welcome and apologies. We've noted the apologies from Lisa and the potential apology from Eric. We don't know what's happened with Stefan, but yeah, let's proceed. The second item is about updates. I suppose there are a number of updates that we can give you. Apart, you can also let me know if there's anything from the secretariat or from the support side that you want to add here. That's not here. Okay. Okay, so the main thing we've been focusing on since last week, guys, is the CCTLD survey. Thank you to all, special to you, Alan. I know you worked hard with the regional TLD organizations to get this out. And probably can just give us an overview of how far we've gone over and above the reports you've given us. Yeah, Paul,
sorry, I was listening. I was working on how to turn my microphone on. So there we are. My microphone is on now, I hope. So we've, if we're talking about the survey, which I can speak about, I'd be interested to know how some of the working groups are getting on, mainly because I'm monitoring working group 2, but also working group 3. But let me give you, first of all, an update on the survey.
Yes.
We've had 49 CCs responded until close of business last night. The momentum is building. We've gone from 23 to 49 relatively quickly, so that's good. Interestingly, it's a large number of CCNSO members have responded, a significant number of CCNSO members. Non-CCNSO members seem to be somewhat apprehensive about replying. I don't know why, and you may have seen an email I sent this morning with regard to the confidentiality part. There is a desire amongst, I've had three emails to date, saying how public are the responses going to be, and what I am trying to say is the answers in the aggregated form will be public, but the individual responses of each CC will be private. So in other words, we won't know which CC said what. And that did lead to a few more responses. There was another one in this morning, and I don't know if they have been, their fears have been allayed, but I think the main goal needs to be to protect the confidentiality of the individual CC being named, but obviously the content of what they are submitting needs to be aggregated and made public, because that's the whole point of the survey. We are going to prepare a report in which the responses to date will feature quite largely. So I don't know what people's views are on that, and if they are in agreement that that we have to make the aggregate public, but we keep identifying each individual CC private. The group of five will know about who replied to what, if that is considered appropriate as well. Certainly Patrick is seeing all the answers, who works for Centre and APTLD, and I have seen the answers because the proposal is one of my staff will basically try and summarise in graphical form for ease of the group of five to read it. But I don't know what people's views are with regard to confidentiality or withholding the identity of the CC, but making the comments public.
Thank you, Paul. Alan, Bart, Penny, any of you?
Stefan is on the call as well. He's just in the Adobe.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
Hi, Stefan.
Hello, Stefan. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, sorry I'm late. I had a mix-up with my calendar, so I'm going to change the time.
So just if I
just completed the report on the CCTLD response progress there. I don't know if you heard him or you want him to capture briefly.
So Sorry, again?
I'll just give him a quick brief overview. So 49 CCs have responded to date, 6 IDN CCs. The majority of the respondents are coming from the CCNSO community, interestingly, and the recurring issue seems to be the confidentiality of the respondent. And what I have been saying, I haven't consulted with the group of five, and that's why I'm after confirmation now. What I've been saying is the identity of the CC that has replied, or what they said, will be confidential, but the content of what they said in aggregate will be made public, because obviously that is the foundation for the reports or proposals that we make. And I don't know if everyone agrees with that proposal.
Mm-hmm. Sounds reasonable.
Yeah, that's Paul from my side. I think I responded. I think it's standard. It's sensible that you should ask. I think we started that way in any case, that only the five will have access to raw data, but you won't be publishing it. So I think that's a good message to communicate to those who are concerned.
So perhaps, Vika, when you send out your next email, possibly include some wording to that effect, so it might reassure people that they can be as robust as they wish with their comments.
Yeah, I will do so.
Or more accurately, just get involved.
Yeah. Okay, now thank you. I'll send that, I think I'll send that that update tomorrow. I'll wait for Lisa as well to get some time to look at it. Okay, so that should we then move to the regional webinars? I know, Paul, you and I think Don have held some webinars, and the only one that's left is Africa. Is that correct?
Correct. We've had four webinars to date. We've had the Center one, which Lisa chaired, the Latin American one, which Eric chaired in Spanish, and I have done the APTLD region and the North American / Caribbean region. Unfortunately, Don Hollander has left the employment of APTLD and has backed away from... you mentioned his name, so I thought I would touch on it. He ceased his contract... came to an end at the end of last week. So Don was one of the key people behind the survey, but unfortunately he has now left APTLD. So anyway, in terms of the webinars, I'm not sure of the precise numbers, but could you update us on the numbers of participants? I haven't been making a note.
It's relatively low, but more important is that they are available anyway.
And questions have been asked. Yeah, questions are clarifying the questions were asked. An interesting question that has, or a point of clarification that has arisen, and I'm just hunting for the survey, which the sod's law is not on my desk. I've very kindly, my amazing PA has filed it somewhere, was relating to the oversight body. There, some points of clarification have been certain CCs do not wish to have an independent oversight body. They wish to basically be the oversight body for their entries in the IANA directly. And there isn't a methodology for submitting that comment on the survey form. And so, and I've forgotten the precise question, but for the contractual, for the SLA type monitoring, they believe, or the people that hold this view believe, it's not necessary to have an independent permanent body because there are enough people monitoring the performance of IANA. And for the contractual part, again, it's the CC that should have a direct relationship rather than going through some higher governing body entity. There's a fear of governing body. I do feel, though, that for certain CCs, having a higher governing body or a governing body is useful, particularly those that have a contract with ICANN. But the point I'm making is the questions, unfortunately, were not particularly precise in that area, and there have been a number of clarifying questions saying how do they express that view on the form. But we've done the four webinars. There is just the Africa webinar to come. I think the APTLD one, I make it up, had about 14 participants. I think the North American Caribbean had five, maybe six five. Participants. Someone came in and then left. The person from Nominate.
And some were not from the North American Caribbean. And I think the European one was around 10, 12 as well. But there you had, say, some from the APTLD region joining. So
yes, we did say anyone could join any of them they wanted, and some have actually dipped in to another one. So, well, that's fine, very good.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure how many participants. I asked Eric. Eric had, I will be able to say, I think it was 12 to 14. I'll just see if I've got him for his message. Anything else? So the webinars are done. It's just the Africa region, or more accurately, it's the webinar tomorrow that is to come.
Vika, this is Bart. I will send out a reminder later this afternoon again, and this will include, as the other ones, a call to respond to the survey.
That will really help, but thank you, man.
Yeah.
As Barak said, that they're having some training in Lesotho. I think he said they were around 17 CCTLD representatives, and he's hoping that, you know, the presentation can just be locked into the agenda there so that all the people who are there can participate.
Yeah.
A reminder will really help. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
And if you could, Bart, include the Arabic survey, or the survey that's available in Arabic. So far we've had 7 CCs reply just in Arabic, so it would be great to...
Can you send me the link?
I will gladly, yep, I'll do it after the call.
Yeah. Just one more point regarding the webinars, and this is more for the future as well. Say, one of the things we've noticed, and we meaning the, say, we as CCNSO Secretariat last week, is the coordination to conduct these calls. Say, during last week, say, we used, and say, Paul, you sent out the details, the call information regarding the webinars. And so Christina set up the webinar for Tuesday afternoon for the Latin American region. At the same time, TLD set up their own meeting. So we had two people on our webinar. Fortunately, we could defer them, but say this is a bit of concern for the future, is that we have these, the coordination could be a bit improved on that front.
So just for clarification, because I believe the intent was to use your facility because it is recorded. Was the Latin American one recorded?
I don't know. It was done on WebEx. It was done by LACTLD.
Okay.
And it was done there, and it was organized a week before, which in itself is good. So, fortunately, we could send out, or Christina could send out the link to that webinar, but we had, and although that was one day before, we had two or three people on ours, so it's a bit of
There's some confusion. I do apologize for that. It shouldn't have happened, but it did.
No, it's something, say, that I want to raise so you're aware of this. Because I think, and this is going to the webinar itself, and in order to increase and make more, or not increase the outreach and engagement of the community, maybe it might be useful to do two webinars once you've got the results of the survey. And what experience has shown that, say, not organizing it regionally, but by timelines, time zones, most of the times increases participation.
Hi, this is Christina. Okay. Can I just jump in?
Yeah, please.
I just wanted to say that the webinar, the Lactilly webinar, was recorded, and I just sent that off to web admin to ask them to post it, and it should be up on the CCNSO calendar today, hopefully.
Okay. Thank you very much for that, Christy. Okay, so Bart, before I let you go, your suggestion is that once the survey closes, we can have two follow-up non-region-based webinars.
Yeah, just to explain the results for the community. So in my view, but that's just me. In order to keep the community engaged, say this was a good opportunity to start engagement and to seek their input. But to keep them engaged, especially given the pace things are happening, is having these webinars, doing outreach efforts, etc., in all kinds of way, it is very useful. It can't be a one-off thing, the CCTLD survey.
I think that's a very good point. The only concern from me and Stefan and the other guys is in terms of timing, what time do you have? I understand the survey will be closing when? Is it late at the end of this week or early next week?
Wednesday. The survey closes on Wednesday the 12th.
Yeah.
The 12th.
Unless we elect to move it. The thing is, your African webinar is tomorrow, I understand. I don't know if we want to extend it by a day. I don't know what people's views are. The main thing is, whilst 49 cc's is quite good, I have in my mind ideally having 100 responses. Admittedly, you know, I haven't responded for mine. So I don't know. And also, the answers, in my instance, the answers are different. I've been instructed differently based on the various CCs. So I was just going to leave mine to the last minute because I don't know why. But anyway.
Stefan has his hand up.
Yes, Stefan.
Stefan, you're on mute.
You can hear Stefan?
No, we can't. Stefan, you're on mute.
Okay, we'll take Stefan when he's sorted out his mic. Thanks, Paul, for that. I think it's a good target to have at least 100. We'll
Hello?
See tomorrow hi, Stefan, you can go ahead.
Sorry, I was on mute, as you clearly noticed. Yeah, I suggest we keep the deadline of the 12th this Wednesday because we need to push on. And if someone leaves an answer after the 12th, it might not be a very big problem. Anyhow, we might take it into consideration, etc. So this is a feature of the whole process to do things for very short deadlines. So let's keep the pace up, please. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Stefan. I think let's keep to the 12th. We'll try and make as much impression as possible to the African CCs. In fact, Barak has been sending them daily updates and calling some of those who could get hold of, especially the ones outside FTLD. So, yeah, let's keep to the 12th. I think I'm okay with that. If anything comes late in the course of this week, I think that should be fine. Can you then, Andre, just to check again to the follow-up webinar, but what date then do we have in mind? So if we're closing on Wednesday,
it was just a suggestion, and it is, so if you do it, it is around the results of the webinar, and you could combine it with the results of the face-to-face as well, and it's more a question, say, probably, and this is for Paul and for Patrick, as you've been the main organizer, and for Patrick Miles doing the compilation of data, is how long will it take to get a reasonable overview of the responses and a meaningful overview of the responses?
Paul?
So I think to be candid, I think it's probably, my hope is, by Friday of this week, we should have some meaningful responses. The interesting thing about obviously doing multiple languages is we then have to translate, let's say, the Arabic or the Chinese. We're having to translate the answers. The Arabic ones particularly have used a lot of the free text at the end of the survey, which I have to say weren't envisaging. The base language will be English, of course, but we're also going to try, use the word try because I'm not certain it would work. I'm asking one of my techies, or maybe a couple of my techies, to see if they can present the data in aggregate form via a web site so that people can come in and see the comments in their own tongue just by using online translation services. So they'll be able to see the original text and also a translation.
Sorry, Paul.
So it's just, again, really following up on the point that was raised, to try and make it as inclusive as possible. But I genuinely don't think the language is going to be an impediment. What's very interesting is there's been good response to the French. I haven't actually got it in front of me, but... So interestingly, 8 French ones have come in. We've had 6 Arabic. We've had... has it changed to Spanish? Yep. We've had 6 Spanish. We've had no Russians. Not one Russian reply yet, and we've had 1 Korean, but that was from .kr. And they also have put lots of text in. Well, not as much as the Arabics. So anyway, the bottom line is, answer your question, I hope by Friday of this week we'll be able to have the data in a presentable form. It'll be a bit rough by the end of this week, but we're hoping to tidy it up so that it can be publicly available if it's decided to go that route.
Yeah, and so if you want to do a webinar, the next question, say, first of all, Paul, if you have, say, a link to that website, could you send it so we can include it? So
yeah. At the moment, we're having a few issues. If it happens, yes, gladly.
If it happens, gladly. Yeah. But secondly, what is more important, say, if you want to do a follow-up webinar, so in principle, you could do it early next week before the face-to-face meeting, maybe even on Tuesday, although that will be hard-pressed. So that would leave Monday. Or you could do it the week after, which gives you more time, and then you can respond, you can use it at the meeting itself because you've got the information anyway, and you can also allude to the results of the face-to-face meeting.
Personally, I'm in the Parliament on Tuesday, so I can't do anything on Tuesday. Yeah. My preference would be to have a face-to-face, have all the CCs, having the group of 5 and Alan in a room, we go through the results and try and formulate, you know, the consensus view or the I don't know what everyone else thinks.
Stefan? And Alan as well?
Stefan Johnson here.
Okay. Stefan.
In short, that is fine.
What is fine?
Thank you.
Just to clarify, what you think is fine is sitting down in Frankfurt to say the group of five together with Alan and run through the material and use that for the meeting itself.
Thank you.
And base your positions on it.
Alan here, I think we have to do that.
Yeah. No, but this goes back to the webinar. If you want to do a follow-up webinar, then say that implies that you probably do the, if you want to do a follow-up webinar, that will be the week after the face-to-face meeting.
I think that's most sensible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's what Paul is suggesting, and others are agreeing to. I think that that's fine. It's working trouble. Unfortunately, the timelines are tight. I would have liked to sort of give a summation of the outcomes of the webinar before Frankfurt, but practically it would be too much ask. Frankfurt then.
I am hopeful that we can give a high level substantive input before Frankfurt. I'm hoping my staff can do that. And I'm hoping we can do that Friday, if not Friday, Monday. But I don't think that should be made public until the group of five and Alan have had a chance to meet face-to-face, to go through the data, and then subsequently we have the face-to-face using the quality data we have received, but then we make it public the week after so we can include not only the quantitative data we have, but also a report on how Frankfurt goes. So it's more useful.
Yeah. Because then we can start organizing it properly, would that be, or what is the preferred date? So that's the week of 24th till 28th of November. So 27th, so you know that's U.S. Thanksgiving. I don't know if you care about it. So
the Americans might.
Yeah, but you don't have many American CCPLDs.
It's only that.
I think that's a good week, especially if we... I don't know what the time is. We have some few appointments, most of which are flexible. But yes, I think that week will be a good week for such a week.
So probably...
Well, can we tentatively say the 26th?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Yes.
So it's clean for me. I have no appointment. That's fine. Go ahead.
So my suggestion would be to make it, to do it, say, one in the morning and one in the evening. So you got the Western and Eastern Hemisphere together, and say, as always, Europe and Africa are in the middle. So both can be used, but say reasonably early in the morning is for the Asian Pacific and some of the Europeans. Late in the afternoon is for the is also for Europeans, Africans, and for the Latin Americans, Caribbean, and North America. So you just
When I did APTLD, I had to get up at 5 o'clock. I had to get up about 4, but it was 5 o'clock UTC to catch the APTLD region, and I think, I forget precisely how many joined, but it was about 12 that joined, 10 to 12 that joined.
Yeah.
So it's a 5 o'clock start UTC if that's happening. When Lisa did the European one, she did it, I've forgotten what time. I think it was 1 or 2 o'clock.
Yeah, normally what we see, Paul. When we organise this, it's around 10 a.m. UTC works very well for the Asian Pacific as well, and later in the afternoon. So
I think 10, if I know I'm potentially the one that's getting up, which is a terrible shame, but I think 10's a bit late. I have an office in Tokyo, and they're 9 hours out of UTC.
Yeah, but that's...
So that's midnight.
So you could do 8 a.m. UTC, or 8 p. Yeah, or 7 a.m. UTC, but that's our experience, at least.
Okay. By 7 a.m. UTC is 8 o'clock European time. Yeah, Let's try and get it as late as we can, so then it's better. I know you very kindly got up at the crack of dawn, Bart. Much appreciated. But anyway, we'll work out a time, but we're going to do one in the morning of the 26th and one in the evening of the 26th.
Yeah, I think then we agree then. Bart, should we then, we'll leave you then with the time, proposed time for the morning and the evening one. Okay. Thank you, guys. Still, any other aspect you want to have under the survey and webinars? We're done now? Okay. 2.2 is on the update of Metas Horizon from the CWG itself and the RFP, the RFPs, or the subgroups there. I know that we are spread pretty much across the, I don't know if we have CCTLD present in all of these RFPs. I'm in RFP 3, and I'm also, I was recently put up my name last week for RFP 4, but I haven't seen much there. I don't know, Stefan and Paul, I know, Paul, you're in one of yours is 3. Is there any other that you're involved in?
So first of all, let me recognize the amazing work that Alan has been doing in so many of the groups. It's amazing, particularly in the written word. I'm participating, I think, in 2A and 3. My high-level concern, and I don't know if Alan wants to chip in, but my high-level concern is there's a lot of willingness from predominantly the GTLD participants to try and understand CCTLDs, particularly those CCTLDs that are not active in the ICANN arena, but they have very little understanding of the differences between those CCs that do not participate in the ICANN arena and those that they know and are familiar with. So the problem I see going forward is that there is a tendency to try and create one model fits all CCTLDs. And that is obviously not an appropriate model in my opinion. And one needs to be careful that this is not endorsement of a particular route just because the CCs have, well, I'm going to call them the independent brackets, troublemaker CCs, close brackets. The difficulty is independent CCs are not participating in any number, and to be able to respond and educate the very willing ICANN participants is, you know, it's quite a heavy job, and I'm just fearful of that. I understand, you know, Bernie is doing a great job, Alan are doing a great job, but I'm really trying to advocate the decentralized model under which many of the independent CCs function, rather than the centralized model which a lot of the CCNSO members adhere to. What's interesting is the survey, and you know, the group of five will see the survey fairly soon, but the survey also seems to have great diversity within it, which is something I was not anticipating. Even CCNSO members are looking to have improved independence, as it were, in terms of how the IANA performs its duty. And as I mentioned earlier, the oversight body is not a single entity the oversight body is very much a one-on-one CCTLD relationship, which is something I hadn't, you know, I didn't think would happen or would be appropriate, but it seems to be what people are after. So I don't know how best, and I'm guided by Bernie and Alan and Bart, how best can the voice of the more independent CCs be heard, be recognized, be, you know, respected?
Well, Alan here, maybe I'll speak for a second. Firstly, let me say that I've had practically nothing to do with all of that writing. It's been actually Bernie and Chuck Gomes, helped by Kieran McCarthy. I just kind of put up my hand to try and get things rolling, and I really think that Bernie in particular has done an excellent job, so I really don't want to take any credit for that. So let me get that out in the open. Secondly, on the RFP process, I think what has been done to date is it's been done to fill out the template for that was given to us by the ICG. I think it's an excellent piece. I really don't think that writing that is the way we're going to kind of represent our views. In other words, it could be, I don't want to say wasted effort, but, you know, we only have so much energy to go around, and I think, Paul, as you say, I think we just have to get more active in the process itself, and I'm actually very pleased that we have you, who is a very articulate and sophisticated spokesman for the independent CCs, and I think this is how it's going to shake out, really. We just have to get in there, obviously aided by the survey to give us that kind of range of views. And yes, it's going to make it difficult because there are going to be a range of views, and how those are going to be reconciled, well, I don't have any preconceived notions.
Thanks a lot. Betty? If Ben is still on the call. Okay.
Are you asking for me?
Yes, Benny. Did you want to add anything to Alan's response? Thank you for the work you've done that Alan has clarified that you've done in the process.
Yeah, no problem. I specialize in heavy lifting. Maybe just on to Paul's point. I'm just from a practical purpose, regardless of where you stand in the CC world, what we're doing in sections 1 and 2 is really just describing what there is there right now. And I think as long as we have some sort of a good and fair effort to do that, and from the CC, I am really trying hard to do that, I think we're going to be okay. The place that it becomes more critical and interesting to really get the input and understand that it makes sense is going to be in Section 3. That's it for me.
That makes perfect sense, I must say, because it starts from 3 where you start now to map out the future. Yeah.
This is bad. Sorry, yeah, Pika. And this is probably something for the small group to discuss as well, not today, but in future, is, say, the RFP and the discussions in RFP 3 are still, in my mind, what I see, rather unfocused. And at some point, and hopefully sooner than later, there will be there needs to be focus, and there will be focus, and that's probably the time to really step in and maybe push back now. Say one of the things, and that's interesting, this morning again I went over the RFP itself from the ICG. What is fascinating is that, say, what they require, and it depends on how the working group wants to deal with it, but what they require is to build a proposal around the output of 2A and 2B. so RFP 2A and 2B. And if you look the way the discussions in RFP 3 are going, there is no link whatsoever at this stage with RFP 2A and 2B. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but probably if going in this light and pushing back on the group and or in, informing them, say, and having a discussion around yourself and among yourself on how to build on RFP 2A and 2B in order to get to a proposal is probably might be a very fruitful way forward.
I think that's a very good point, but I don't know, it's been I've followed it, especially RFP 3, where there's, you know, there seems to be some substantial assumption of an oversight body and stuff. And there's a clear disjunction, as we observe, of understanding how CCTLD is functioning. And Paul, if I may get back to you, the whole point you're making about CCTLD is not having one shoe fits all kind of a model. It's a well-accepted reality, especially within the CCNSO community, that what suits .za may not suit another CCTLD. I think the important thing is let's see how we can best work coming to Frankfurt as the CC representatives. I'm concerned more with when we get to Frankfurt, we are at least you have clearer picture that of what we want, or at least we get from the survey as what CCTLDs want. If we can prepare for that, including if possible, to keep on having our Monday call, if on Monday you won't be traveling, or even meeting maybe on Tuesday afternoon in Frankfurt, that should help us to, you know, to remove all the chaff that we see from some who don't seem to understand how CCTLD is functioning in this.
So, thank you for that, and by the way, thank everyone for their comments. I do appreciate it. This is a new era for me. I haven't been that active in such forums for some significant period of time. I did participate in the group three. What I learnt from that group last week was the GTLD community have a subgroup. Preparing their position, as it were, and I did propose that we had a CC sub-subgroup, and that was adopted by the chair, Greg Stratton, who I don't know, but it was proposed, and a number of people, and I've forgotten who are CCs, suggested a willingness to participate. The object was really more to, one, buy some time, but more accurately to lay the foundation for us to formally submit a number of different proposals that address the diversity of the CCs based not only on the survey, but after our initial face-to-face meeting in Frankfurt amongst the group of five and Alan. So the concept of having a sub-sub group has been adopted. I'm trying to lay the foundation for CCs to have their voice heard and respected, because it's going to be handled within, as it were, the CC subgroup. And that was also adopted. So, been some progress. And it's Greg Shatton. Thanks.
Bernie, you still have your hand up?
Yes, I do. Thank you. We touched on group three, and I have to say I support Bart that it seems to be, you know, one of those cathartic things where everyone who's been dreaming of doing something else than what is there is trying to bring it to the table. And you know, it's a bit of a therapy session, which I think is good in a way. But, you know, getting back to the reality of the thing is going to be important. And for me, there are two things here. The first thing is what we're being asked for is to replace NTIA. Now, you know, let's, I think to a certain basis, the survey is dealing with in part with that, but that's the first job. The second thing is, I think some people, at least, are confusing the role of this group in the CWG. The CWG will not be there to implement this. And I think we have to be mindful of the reality of creating some of these things is highly, highly dynamic at the point you're trying to do them. So what I've been trying to come up with as far as an analogy is you're an architect that's designing a house that's going to be built either on another continent where you won't be or in 100 years when you're no longer alive, and a whole bunch of decisions are going to have to be made about how that actually gets done. And there seems to be a lot of people that are going down into a lot of nitty-gritty that I don't think will have much of an impact. I think we're trying to sketch the big lines of the picture, and any significant amount of drilling down, the value will probably be limited, because let's remember, this is going to be chewed and rechewed and chewed after it leaves the CWG, and the part where we have too many details might be the first things that get chewed away. Anyways, just a comment. I hope it's useful.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. Hello. That's an interesting observation. Is that Stefan?
Yes, yeah, Stefan here. Formulating a subgroup, to me, it it's a symptom of not having the work process in order, not having an idea how to do things and why we're doing it. So I would rather argue that first of all, let's formulate what we intend to do and why we intend to do it, and then we do it. Because if we let this slip into even more subgroups, we will have even more difficulties in understanding what is happening, and we will lose people on the way. So work process, why, how, and then we do things. So I argued for this in the very beginning, but I still think we need to do that, and whether it's in our group of five or it's in the ICG or in the CWG group, I don't know, but we need to formulate more specific what we want to achieve. We haven't done that. We're just working. Very many parallels.
Yes, and it will seem to me the best time, of course, is once you've also had the survey outcomes. You know, because we are not representing just the five CCs. We are trying to convey the views of as many different CCs as possible.
Yeah.
So for me, it probably is not entirely dismissive. This we can say for now, not at all the possibility of a CCTLD subgroup, but first, let's get the five plus one, including Alan, CC people, banging our heads together to come up with what's good for the CCs in the light, especially of what is being proposed in your RFP 3 and stuff. And thereafter, we can decide to open up and have a specific subgroup within the CWG.
Vika, Alan has his hand up.
Yeah, Alan, sorry, I switched my screen away from Adobe. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Firstly, let me say I share the views of Bernie and I think other and Bart that what's gone on in RFP 3 has been very unfocused, and it actually has me very, very worried. We're under a very tight deadline here, and we the group has not lifted out of this list comment process. So I want to share that concern. So secondly, I had done, just as part of my own education process, I'd done kind of, call them three models, like three examples or, three proposals, right, without prejudice to CCs necessarily, but hopefully reflecting some of the views I think I'd heard to date. And I'd be very happy to share them with this group, because if we could come up with a couple of, I don't want to call them proposals, but even rhetorical proposals, I think it could help the process going forward. So, you know, if you want, I can share those with this group. So let me put that out there. And thirdly, I think, you know, I think we as a community, say as the CC community, I think we have to go into Frankfurt with a plan, because I don't really see a plan, like just a plan for running the meeting. I really don't know what's going to happen. So to the extent that we can get our act together, I think it could really stand us in good stead if we had thought things through, had a couple of proposals, we could take the high ground and show some leadership. So that's my comment.
Thanks, Alan. I think that's quite helpful. I don't know what the rest of this group feel, but I suppose that document as well, if you could share it, it will help us. And as I said, personally, I do strongly feel that, yeah, we just need to get our heads together before we get to Frankfurt, even if it means getting there and spending some time on the 18th or whenever people arrive, so that come the CWG discussions, we can have some solid stuff to put up. Okay, Paul, is it Alan, you still have your, oh yeah, the hand is not up, I thought it was up, it was a mic. Okay. I don't know, so how do we move forward, guys? I get a sense from both Alan and Stefan of the need for us to get our heads together and have a clarity of mind of what we want to take to Frankfurt. How do we go about doing that? There will be results by Friday or so from Paul and Patrick. Do we want to do that on Monday? Is anybody having any time on Monday?
Stefan here. I will for sure read whatever is available on Friday and try to sum up what I have time for in order to understand. I have yet no real good plan for Frankfurt, so let me come back with that one.
Okay.
Alan here, Vika.
Alan Paul? Yes.
Sorry. I was just going to say we should talk. Because I have to come from North America, maybe I have to come the furthest of U5. If I can meet on Monday, but then, because right now I probably don't get to downtown Frankfurt till about 5 o'clock on Tuesday. So if we kind of plan to meet like at 5-ish, well, you know, my flight's in at 3, then that would be fine. Then I could actually take a call on Monday. But if we need to meet earlier on Tuesday, I might have to change my flight, which would mean I couldn't take a call on Monday. So.
I'm sorry, but I'm in the Parliament all day Tuesday. I'm chairing a session on digital democracy as part of my commissioner role, and so I don't land in Frankfurt till 10 o'clock at night on Tuesday. So I apologize for that. But it would be, in my opinion, welcome to have a call on Monday. But we can do... I sent some notes to... I've forgotten whom now, as to the various scenarios I see for CCTLDs. And there were only bullet points, and it was not even a half a A4 page. I'm happy to bounce those around, the group of five and Alan and Bernie or whatever, I don't mind. But we do need to come up with something. I see Bernie is suggesting Friday. Would it be better to have a meeting on Friday of this week?
But that for me, what I'm talking for me personally, it depends on how fast probably also you all can move. But my Friday this week is also quite open.
If we did it in the afternoon, I would have more chance. I mean, if we did it at 4 o'clock, well, hang on, it has to be before the people go home in Europe. So if we did it at 3 o'clock on Friday of this week.
Your time.
Yeah, that's 4 o'clock your time, and then, Stefan, how does that work for you?
3 p.m. UTC. Yeah, 3 p.m. UTC.
Friday, Stefan here, Friday probably works for me.
Yeah, that works for me too.
So what we'll do is say either Christine or I will send out an invite, calendar invite for Friday, 3 p.m. UTC to this group.
Okay. That will really help, but send it as far as soon as possible so that we don't...
Yeah, and secondly, do you want to... So therefore, do you still want to have your call on Monday, or do we defer that one?
I really think if we meet on Friday, we need to defer Monday. Well, of course, I would have been able to do Monday as well, but I think if we do Friday, let's defer Monday. I don't know what that applies to.
But why don't we see how we get on Friday, and if we do really well, we can crystallize it and not bother with money. If we don't, it could be a good idea to do money. I don't know. I do think we need to hit the ground in Frankfurt with a united position, with the three proposals or four proposals, or however many proposals the CCs or we decide address the needs of the diverse CC community. But bearing in mind what Bernie said, we are fundamentally replacing just the NTIA role, and it should be a very straightforward thing. What has been highlighted, though, is for one reason or another, and I don't know how useful this is, but my interactions with IANA have always been, you know, no messing, straight through. It happens very quickly, very efficiently, within hours. Other people wait days. Other people wait weeks. And so already there's a different synergy within the CC world. But let's go back to basics. Let's come up with the proposals, and let's see if we can have some substance going forward. But we'll discuss the survey and the substance on Friday the 14th at 3 o'clock.
Yes,
UTC.
I will send an invite.
Okay, so that sounds like fine. So Friday it is. We keep Monday open pending the outcome of Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, guys. Unless there's any other stuff to discuss under 2.2, we get to the three is the face-to-face meeting. I think we've already covered that one. From what I hear here is that all the CC representatives will be in Frankfurt, which is very encouraging. On any other business, do we have any other stuff to cover up here? Okay, I'll take it. Silence means no, nothing. In that event, then, guys, let's close this call. We are pretty much in up to an hour. I think we've done well in terms of time. Let's close this call. Bart, we'll send the appointment for this Friday. We'll still keep what we have for Monday next week as well.
Yep.
Patrick and Paul will work. Will target to release something from the survey this Friday or any other time soon thereafter. I think those are the key things coming out of here.
Yeah, and the webinar after the Frankfurt meeting. So that's
you are targeting for Wednesday the 26th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Any more comment from any person in this group? Okay, none.
No,
guys,
thank you all.
All
the best.
Time, man. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
thank
everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.